Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of Christmas theme music, along with a review of the recently completed Bynum Faith Foundation Filipino Fiesta, which took place last Monday at the St. Paul Event Center in St. Paul, along with some news from our news desk. As we previously stated, Minnesota Viking Cameron Bynum, who plays safety for the team, hosted his second annual Filipino Fiesta, but it's been the third such fundraiser that he has done since 3 years ago in the Christmas season, where he had a Kamayan dinner fundraiser at the restaurant formerly known as Apoy. And then last year, it was at Metro State University in their Great Hall. And as we previously stated, this past Bynum Faith Foundation Filipino Fiesta took place at the St. Paul Event Center. For those of you that are not familiar where that venue is, it is what used to be the Macy's, the Marshall Fields, the Dayton's in downtown St. Paul. That building has so many unique uses. In the bottom level of the former Dayton's, there is a Walgreens. At the very top of that building is the practice rink where the Minnesota Wild practice. But as in regards to the event that took place last Monday for the Bynum Faith Foundation's Filipino Fiesta, each year it seems as if there's more and more people attending the event, not only Filipinos from the community, but non-Filipinos supporting the efforts that Cam Bynum is doing in the Philippines, especially there in Leyte, where his grandmother is from. He's looks like one of their projects that they are looking to expand upon this year is in helping the fishermen in the Leyte area, as that seems to be a major form of income for the people out there. In regards to the attendance of this event, it seemed as if there was about 300 people in attendance. You had the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans performing several traditional Filipino dances. You also had a local breakdancing crew perform after the CSFA. You also had Cucina, a local Filipino restaurant, which is located in Moundsview, Minnesota, as the ones catering the event this year, as they did last year as well. And at the end of the event, we had a few moments to speak with Cam Bynum, who's also trying to make his first Pro Bowl, which he came awfully close last year, where I believe he finished fifth among safeties in regards to the voting process. Hopefully in the near future, we can get a little more time with Cam Bynum, but we did get a few moments to speak to him at the very end of his benefit. And here's some of the things that we spoke with Minnesota Vikings' very own Cam Bynum.
Philippine American National News has Minnesota Viking, Filipino American superstar Cam Bynum on the show. Cam, your Filipino fiesta for your Cam Bynum Faith Foundation just took place. How do you think it went?
I think it went amazing. I just think the community really showed up and showed out, just with the support that they're able to bring here. And just bringing people together is always big time, especially for the cause that we're doing for Filipinos out in the Philippines and also here in Minnesota, just being able to raise money for a bigger cause, to be able to change lives, save lives, and just be able to inspire people to continue to give more.
Not only do we know that you're a phenomenal guy, a great football player, but this year we've learned that you're quite the dancer.
I try.
So what has been inspiring you with all these dances?
I'm just having fun, really. Obviously, when you make plays, you have to celebrate it on the field, because we don't want to ever, you know, it's tough to make plays in the NFL. And when you do, you have to celebrate. So really, the whole mindset behind it is to when you make a play, you have to have fun. One of the funnest things you can do is dance. And especially if it's a good dance that everybody knows, where they can relate, it makes it even more fun.
And to close it out, Cam, I know in your freshman year, you didn't really play a lot.
Right.
And you worked hard.
Yes,
my late cousin, Jason Bunju, he has a son named Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And this past season, he's a junior. He became a most improved player and made all district.
Wow.
And he plays, I think, safety and running back.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a junior that's trying to make it to the next level in football?
It sounds corny, but just continue to work. For me, I was a late bloomer also. I didn't even touch varsity as a sophomore. It was my junior season, and finally was able to break through and become a starter on varsity. So we're kind of in the same boat, but my whole mindset then was to continue to do everything to separate yourself from other people, stay away from any distractions, but just continue to work on your craft every day. But before anything, trust in God and just deepen your relationship with the Lord first and foremost, and you'll have direction in your life.
Thanks a lot, Cam.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And once again, that was Minnesota Vikings safety Cam Bynum joining the Filipino American National News. We also must congratulate several Minnesotans doing some big things out in the Philippines. Congratulations go out to Gani Stevens and Denzel Walker, both of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Gani Stevens, who got his start playing football in high school at St. Anthony Village and finished at North High, was recruited not only basketball but football, where many thought that that was the route that Gani was going to take. Gani initially was signed to go to the University of Santo Tomas in the Philippines along with his North teammate Willie Wilson. Things didn't work out in regards to what they thought they were signing up to at the University of Santo Tomas, so they wound up at the University of the East, where Gani was able to play right away, and Willie, after some time there redshirting, decided to come back home. And after a season where the University of the East improved, Gani decided to step away from the program and enroll at UP, the University of the Philippines. Denzel Walker, who played at Minneapolis Patrick Henry and spent some time at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, redshirted last year and was able to be part of the team this year. And they had a very hard-fought championship series against the defending champions, De La Salle, who actually beat UP last year in the best of three UAAP finals. This is the 87th season of the UAAP finals. We would be remiss if we also didn't congratulate Joshua Presbytero, who serves as an assistant on the University of the Philippines and has kind of been a person of confidence or of brokering Gani's time with the University of the East and the University of the Philippines. Looks like they won the game, I believe, 62-66. So congratulations to Gani Stevens, Denzel Walker, and Joshua Presbytero on securing the season 87 UAAP championship for the University of the Philippines. But for right now, we are going to play our first song of the evening, and it's actually from a person that we spoke with last year who was performing with the Tabernacle Choir in Utah, and that was none other than international superstar Leia Salonga, who we were able to get a question in before the airing of this concert that took place on PBS, and talk about her impact on Filipinos in the entertainment industry. But this is Miss Leia Salonga's rendition of Payapang Taigdig, and she'll explain to you what this song means. It translates to Season of Light.
In my home country, the Philippines, Christmas actually begins, as you know, in September. And that's how much we love the holidays. And it's not just the decorations, the food, and the presents. We love the music. Tonight, we'd like to share one Christmas song that is especially beloved in the Philippines, and for good reason. On New Year's Day, 1942, a few weeks after the bombings at Pearl Harbor, Manila was attacked. By the time the war ended 3 years later, it was almost completely destroyed. Then, a year after that, on Christmas night, 1946, a young Filipino musician by the name of Felipe de Leon climbed to the top of the tallest remaining ruins. There, as he looked out on the dark devastation of war, he was inspired to write this carol of peace. It has brought hope and healing to the Filipino people ever since. May it bring hope to you this Christmas as well.
Gabi payapa, lahat ay tahimik, pati mga tala sa bughaw na langit, kay hinhin ng hangin, waring umi.
Once again, that was Lea Salonga featuring the Tabernacle Choir with Payapang Taigdig. You're listening to the Filipino-American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities. Also can be heard online at kfai.org and by searching the Filipino-American National News. And via the KFAI app on both Google Play and Apple Store. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms. And if we are able to do interviews via videotaping, then you can always find those on our social medias on both Facebook and Instagram. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from the American Songwriter.com. Sofronio Vasquez had four of the music industry's biggest names jockeying for his attention after his soulful blind audition cover of Mary J. Blige's I'm Going Down. Coach Gwen Stefani proclaimed it a Grammy performance, choosing rookie Michael Bublé as his coach. Vasquez, 32, delivered nothing short of show-stopping performance throughout season 26 of The Voice. Viewers rewarded his stunning vocals and stage presence by crowning him the winner. The Philippine native dropped to his knees in tears as Carson Daly called his name during the December 10th finale. It was a very different experience from Vasquez's first brush with reality TV fame. Sofronio Vasquez received no chair turns on The Voice of the Philippines, premiering in 2013. The Voice of the Philippines aired for 2 seasons on the GMA Look Network. Looking to pursue a career in music, Vasquez decided to give auditioning a shot. Unfortunately, his journey ended almost as soon as it began, as he received no chair turns during the blind auditions. During The Voice Philippines back then, was just an idea of me doing like, oh, I want to audition because it's The Voice and it's famous in America, Vasquez told Parade. Of course, it's famous in the Philippines too. I auditioned, while having to use real core and real story from my heart. Losing The Voice Philippines was far from the only setback Vasquez faced. Born and raised in Misamis Occidental, Philippines, his family frequently went without. He and his dad bonded through music, with Vasquez calling him his first coach. When his father died unexpectedly, the soul singer had to shelve music for a career in dentistry. But after moving to Utica, New York, Vasquez rediscovered his passion for music. But having to be rejected many, many times, having to go through difficult adversities in life, I guess that's the answer of me being redirected after 10 years through The Voice in the U.S., and I finally got the chair to turn, he told Parade. It's the best redemption that I could ever imagine. And for right now, we are going to play our second song of the evening, and the name of this song is Thank You for the Love.
Maraming bagay ang dumarating, lahat ay lilipas din.
Ligaya't kalungkutan, panapanahon din lang.
Iisa ang tumatagal, tunay na pagmamahal.
Sa pag-ibig na taglay, lahat ay mahihigtan.
Salamat sa pag-ibig na subok ng panahon.
Dala nito'y liwanag lalo na sa ngayon.
Tuwing Pasko, nasramdam mo.
Sandalan, mayakap na sisilungan.
Sa pag-ibig ng Diyos, walang maiiwanan.
May hapi o kabiguan, pangarap mo'y maglahuman.
Sa pag-ibig na taglay, muling sisimulan.
Salamat sa pag-ibig, nasubok ng panahon.
Dala nito'y liwanag lalo.
Pasko, masramdam mo.
Again, that was Thank You for the Love. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News for this week. And before we go, we do have one other song for our listening audience. And the name of this song is When We Say a Jukebox Christmas by AJ Raphael featuring Andrew De Torres. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Something about the way, something about the way you look in my eyes. You make everything so damn easy. So easy that I don't got to worry about a thing. And baby, when we touch, all I can see is the image of us. Sitting by the fire waiting for Santa Claus. Sipping on a juice box right under the mistletoe. And this is the part when we say we're in love. And the part where we have our first kiss. But this ain't a movie, I know you can't come with me. You got your life, he better be treating you right. Treating you right. Just tell me you don't love me, and tell me you don't feel the same way that I do. And tell me I don't make you smile like I do. When you walk in the room, you're so, so hard to let go. And oh, and this is the part when we say we're in love. And the part where we say it's forever. But this ain't a fantasy, and no, you can't come with me. You got your life, he better be treating you right. You got your life, he better be treating you right.
This hurts so much to know that you're with someone else. When you should be with me.
It's just hard to accept that I can't be around. He better be treating you good. I know I...
Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their energy bills. You only need 1 month of income verification and a copy of your energy bill when you submit your application. Please make sure you have this documentation as it will help expedite your application processing. In addition to energy assistance, we also offer referrals to our CAPRW Home Weatherization Program. Ramsey and Washington County residents may call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information and to apply online.
Hi, this is Ellen Stanley, host of Women Folk Radio on KFAI. KFAI is a proud sponsor of our Women Folk Concert Series, taking place the third Monday of every month at the 331 Club in Minneapolis, featuring free performances by the finest women and non-binary artists in our local folk and roots music scene. This month's show takes place on Monday, December 16th at 6 p.m. and features a performance by hot bluegrass band Blue Groove. Hope to see you there or online as we stream live on the Women Folk Radio Show Facebook page.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.